Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Couple of texts at 870-870 from the 636. Drew is in the top three. Before his career is over, he will have an MVP and another Lombardi from a faithful listener, Dr. L. Well, an MVP is going to be more difficult than a Lombardi. I think Drew, his last best shot was last year. The Saints would have to be a number one seed in that vicinity again, and Drew would have to have better numbers, raw numbers, than he finished with last season. And in a league where some teams, including the Kansas City Chiefs and Patrick Mahomes, who's the reigning MVP, are going to be throwing it all over the place. Certainly Ben Roethlisberger in Pittsburgh should be doing the same thing. It's just going to be tough for Drew in the minds of voters who did not give that to him last year, and I don't think he deserved it by the end of the season. I thought he was the clear leader about midway through, maybe even three-quarters through the season. The last 4 weeks cost him that award, and I thought it was fair that Patrick Mahomes won that award. I think it's just going to be tough for him to win that this year. Here is a text from the 985. I'm going to the Saints-Seattle game. I can't wait. Who dat? Well, that's a fantastic place to go watch a football game. I really mean that. Anybody who's been to that stadium up there, CenturyLink Stadium, it is one of the best venues in the country to watch any football game. It is a noise box there. Don't bring your earplugs, though, unless you got some little kids you're bringing, little youngsters. Probably want to be earplug or bring earplugs for them, but you want to be surrounded and inundated by that noise. It's something else. And I promise you, it'll be an experience that you won't forget, win, lose, or draw in that game. Let's bring on in Eric Williams, who covers the Chargers for ESPN's NFL Nation. He was at this Chargers-Saints joint practice today, and he's on Twitter at Eric_D_Williams. Eric, how you doing?
I'm doing well. Thanks for having me.
Hey, you know, it's interesting. I see your numbers from the Tacoma area up there. We were just talking. A texter just mentioned that he's going to go to that Seattle Saints game. I was saying one of the best venues in the country to watch a football game. You've been to CenturyLink? Would you agree there?
I would agree with that. I have been to CenturyLink. I covered the Seahawks for 6 years before I came down to cover the Chargers. So, yes, very familiar with the venue.
Yeah, there you go. So there you go, listener. Another endorsement here from Eric Williams. Eric, how was that practice today? What stood out to you?
It was a little lighter practice than the first one, but I still think they got pretty good work. I think what stands out in just talking to both players for the Saints and the Chargers is how much productive work they feel that they're getting out of these joint practices. This is the third year they've done it. The Chargers also practiced against the Rams last week, so they faced both teams that played in the NFC Championship game a year ago. I think they just feel like it's making them better as a team and making them ready to start the season to be able to get good work against teams that are likely going to be playing in the postseason.
I know we've seen the videos, the social media posts about Phillip Rivers jawing up there with the Saints defenders. I think not too big of a scrum, but one yesterday. Seems as fiery as ever, even at age 37.
Yeah, he hasn't lost anything in terms of his competitiveness. He's the same guy that he was when he came in the league. He likes to talk a little bit. He likes to jaw, likes to chirp. That's just who he is as an individual. But I think along with that, he's still a productive player. You know, had maybe his best year as a pro last year. So he's still playing at a pretty high level. He's going to be 38 in December. I think this is kind of a window for him to maybe get to the Super Bowl for the first time in his career, and he wants to be able to take advantage of it.
Now he's been, and the entire Chargers organization has been part of multiple joint practices now this season. This is something that Anthony Lynn obviously is embracing. Why is that? Does he value this more than game reps? I know Sean Payton, Saints coach, has said he does value these kind of joint practices even more than preseason games.
Yeah, I think Coach Lynn feels similarly. Both these guys coach together in Dallas, so they know each other well, and they feel comfortable in terms of how they're going to handle these practices. Lynn said this goes back to when he was a player with Shanahan, that they used to have these joint practices in the 90s, and just feels like it's an effective way for players to get work in a game-like setting, but then you don't have the injury issues that you might have in preseason in terms of, you know, wanting to protect your headline players. So he's all for it. A lot of the headline guys probably aren't going to play at all during the preseason. He's already said that Phillip's not going to play in the second preseason game. Phillip didn't play in the first preseason game. And they've also held out guys like Joey Bosa and Melvin Ingram because they feel like they're getting enough work in these joint practices.
He's Eric Williams, covers the Chargers for ESPN's NFL Nation. We've heard about some pretty intriguing battles between the secondaries and the receivers for both clubs. Who do you think won those battles the last couple of days?
Yeah, it's hard to say who won those battles. I thought the first day I really just focused on watching the Chargers offense against the Saints defense. And I thought that the Saints defensive front in one-on-one battles against the offense really pressed the Chargers offense, really made them work. It's a young offensive line that needs to get better quickly. They don't have Russell Okung, their left tackle, so they're really trying to figure things out at the tackle position. So I think if you're talking about defensive line, certainly the Saints, I think, got the better of the offensive line. But Rivers and team drills was able to make some plays down the field against the Saints defense. And then I think the second day today, I thought the Saints offense did a nice job against the Chargers defense, and Breeze was able to make some plays down the field. So maybe the Saints got the better of the Chargers in the second practice today.
Well, and that could be because all-pro safety Derwin James suffered a foot injury yesterday. That seems like a massive blow for this defense and really for the team as a whole.
Yeah, it's huge. There's no timetable on when he's going to return from this stress fracture in his foot, right foot. He was in a walking boot at practice today. They're hopeful that it's going to be sooner rather than later, but this is something that could extend into the first half of the regular season once they find out exactly what it is and whether or not he's going to have surgery. James was an all-pro guy his rookie year, which is pretty impressive. Played six different positions defensively for them, led the team in tackles, had 3.5 sacks. Is just an explosive playmaker on defense, and so they're going to have to kind of patch things together. Adrian Phillips probably would be the guy that would replace James in the lineup, and he's a guy that played in the Pro Bowl as a special teams player, and it was important to their defense in terms of what the Chargers did last year, but it's hard to replace a guy like James.
On Sunday, I think you kind of answered this question. Not a lot of starters are going to see action. What's going to be the quarterback rotation for the Chargers, maybe the rest of the team at running back too, is, of course, Melvin Gordon still not there.
Yeah, I think we'll see Tyrod Taylor up first, who's the main backup. They gave him decent money to come in and back up Phillip and have played pretty well. But I don't think he'll play that much. I think they really want to take a look at Cardale Jones and Easton Stick and try to figure out who the number three guy is going to be. So I would expect both of those guys, Cardale and Easton, to play a lot of snaps. At running back, we're going to continue to see Austin Ekeler and Justin Jackson as they try to figure out how they're going to move on from Melvin if Melvin doesn't show up and come back from his holdout for the start of regular season. And then after that, you'll see Detrez Newsome and Tremaine Pope, two kind of change of pace backs that are behind both Justin Jackson and Austin Ekeler.
Finally, Eric, who won that QB challenge? I know the Chargers and that quarterback group got him yesterday. Saints and Drew are itching to get it today. Who won that one today?
You know, I didn't watch it because I was too busy chasing the Derwin James news, so I don't know who won today. I do know that they're going to go again on Saturday, so if the Saints were able to come back and tie it up, they'll have a chance to claim victory on Saturday when the two teams have kind of more of a walk-through practice. So I'll have to update you on that one on Sunday when I find out who won on Saturday.
I just saw a picture that the Phillip Rivers was throwing balls at some fat head of Drew Brees who had this gray beard, looked like Terry Bradshaw that had photoshopped Drew Brees on his face. I don't know. Well, we'll check it out. Eric Williams covers the Chargers for ESPN's NFL Nation. Eric, really appreciate the time.
Sure, no problem. Thanks for having me.
All right. At Eric_D_Williams on Twitter. Give him a follow there. He'll have lots of news coming out this weekend from Saints and Chargers. Your texts and calls coming back rest of the hour, 504-260-1870. That's the phone number. Wherever you are in New Orleans, across the Gulf South, across the world, 504-260-1870. And our text line is 870-870. The last lap, I'm Seth Dunlap. It continues on WWL.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.